apparently.
More solar news to touch on this week. Possibly battery subsidies on the horizon.
That's right. A bit of news behind the headline, so to speak, today. So apparently there's been a bill moved in Parliament by the independent Helen Haynes to subsidise batteries through the STC program, which is the same mechanism we use to subsidise solar panels. You might think that someone like me who sells batteries might be more than a little bit excited by this turn of events. But I'm not, Lee. I'm not excited at all.
Let's find out why.
Okay, so first I'm going to explain the STC rebate program for solar panels and how it works. It's a convoluted scheme, Lee. It's done some good and it's done some terrible things for Australia.
Now, what does STC stand for some of us that aren't aware?
Right, it stands for Small Scale Technology Certificate. And each solar system that meets the criteria is eligible to create a certain amount of these certificates based on the amount of solar you install upon your roof. These certificates are then sold to and bought by power generation companies as they are mandated to under the renewable energy target legislation. The price of these certificates may vary, and the program itself is in the wind-down process, with the rebate being a little bit less each year.
So those listening this morning, are we seeing the problem here?
No, I think so, Lee, you're onto it. So this formula has caused a flood of fly-by-nighters, hundreds of thousands of tonnes of trash product ending up in landfill, and despondent and ripped off customers. Now, this politician wants to apply the same failed formula to batteries.
So unfortunately, we see a lot of these fly-by-nighters too, don't we, Adrian? So why don't we explore the ramifications?
Righto. So batteries do not harvest, generate energy. They only store it to use later, and they waste around 5 to 10% of the energy in this process. So they're a net energy loss. So I'm not sure how you get an energy creation scheme to fit around this basic fact. Cheaper batteries are going to get a leg up over higher quality products, as the better quality gear will still be quite expensive, even after rebate, but the trash will be much more attractive price-wise. Look, another thing, this is probably the most important thing, Lee. Solar panels are reasonably inert, even the garbage ones. Solar panels tend to fail without too much fanfare or risk to life, limb or property.
And batteries are a storage device that has a lot of energy.
That's right, mate, and it can all be released at once in an event we call a thermal runaway. These things will not be extinguished easily if they kick off, and they like to take houses with them when they do. 99.9% of the time, adverse solar panel events happen during the day, when the home is empty, or at least you're up and about, while a negative battery event can happen any time, even when you're asleep. Another problem is more environmental. The math still indicates it takes more energy to make a lithium battery than it can store and release in its lifespan when used for home use. So it's a net environmental loss. We do not have any recycling ability or available in for lithium in Australia. We do have some places that make them ready for disposal, but they're not really recycling them. Like our lead batteries, look, they've been around 100 years or so. The end of life of a lithium battery at this stage, look, there's no environmental net loss. With lead, we can recycle. Lithium, no, we can't. This particular politician has obviously been lobbied hard by some group that's absolutely frothing to flog batteries based on the language in the bill. It's been fed to her. But it might not be all badly. We can't be complete naysayers. People do want storage for their solar systems, especially as the feed-in tariffs are so low these days. With an estimated, millions of battery installations this bill could create, it might mean we do see some effective recycling plants and processes like we have with lead batteries. Build it and they will come.
It might even get up in Parliament, as the Liberals are so desperate at the moment, Adrian, to try and look as though they support renewables, and Labor refusing to be, I guess, wedged on any particular subject, are basically rolling over for everything at the moment. So we'll see, it might happen.
It really could happen. The timing is right for this bill to actually get through Parliament because, as you said, Liberals want to change the narrative, Labor don't want to be wedged. And renewables is going to be a big thing in the upcoming election. Ideally, though, Lee, this is my personal opinion, any rebate program should be based on the actual performance of the battery. If the battery stops working, so does the subsidy. This would encourage quality over cheap junk. However, the bill as it is only going to favour the nasty stuff. The stuff that burns down homes could potentially kill people. That's not mince words. The stuff that fails early and ends up in landfill, more fly-by-nighters, more disappointed homeowners, more rules and regulations as bureaucrats panic to try and control the mess they create for themselves.
This could be the next pink bats moment, but for a government desperate to, say, win votes and change the narrative, might be a can they are prepared to kick down the road for another day, Adrian.
That's right. It could be a problem. They're prepared to say, well, we just need to get, we need to win the election. We'll worry about all the bad things down the track. I hope it sort of doesn't fizzles out in Parliament, but it might get up.
Now, where can we find you at DMS Energy?
Look, you can find us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton Lea, or you know, give us a bell on 1300 502 599. Visit our website, that's all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or visit us on Facebook. And if you've got any comments or questions about this, give us a bell and I'll be happy to answer them.
Adrian Luke from DMS Energy, have a great day and we'll talk some more again next Monday morning.
You too.